Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Want to bring you a teaching today to edify you. I'm calling this one, Joshua and Caleb, only 2 out of 600,000 men enter the Holy Land. Yeah, kind of a long title there. Want to talk about these 2 men out of 600,000 that enter into the Holy Land. You know, as we live out this Christian faith and we're out here preaching, doing ministry, and we're studying the scripture, we're always reminded how few, Jesus said in Matthew 7, a puny number of people are going to gain eternal life. It's an amazing fact, but we really need to grasp this because it's easy to not grasp it. A puny few. In Matthew 7, that word in Greek transferred to English means puny and few. Go read about it, Matthew 7. If you want an idea of how few is few, how puny that number is, ready? I talk about this. I have 2 articles on the teaching blog called Few. Look them up, don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog. Only 8 got on the ark out of millions of people, probably millions. Only 3 come out of Sodom and Gomorrah, out of tens of thousands. And then we have these 2 men out of 600,000 that enter into the Holy Land. Let's talk about these. Again, go check out those articles on few at the teaching blog. They will bless you. I have 2 of them, part 1 and part 2. Goes into detail. Here's the number we know for sure. Numbers 11:21. And Moses said, the people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen. And thou hast said, I will give them flesh that they may eat a whole month. So there was women, children, and then 600,000 men. Joshua and Caleb were part of the 600,000 men. Now, why did these 2 men out of 600,000 get to enter into the Holy Land? Well, the answer is, it's because of sin and rebellion. The other people, besides Joshua and Caleb, were into sin and rebellion. Let's read Numbers 14. This is a long passage. I want to read it to you, and this is going to help explain it to us. Numbers 14, 6 through about, let's see, 6 through about verse, I think it's 40. 6 through 40. Here we go. Let's see, let me get back to the top of my reading here. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. Remember, they were the 2 spies that went out to search out the land, and they brought back a report saying, it's good, we can take it. The other spies twisted the truth, discouraged the people. So Joshua and Caleb had a good report and trusted in God that they could win the victory. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. They believed. They had faith. They were trusting God. They were giving a report saying, we can do this. Verse 9. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. So Joshua and Caleb are like encouraging the Israelites. We can do this. God's on our side. We can take this place. Ready? But all the congregation bade stones with all of the congregation bade stone them with stones. That's kind of a weird saying there. They picked up stones, they were going to stone them, right? And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will these people provoke me? How long will it be ire they believe me? for all the signs which I have shown among them. The Lord got tired of their rebellion and their stiff-neckedness. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest these people in thy might out from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of the land, for they have heard that the Lord art among his people, that thou art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by day in a pillar of cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all these people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord has not been able to bring his people unto the land which he sware unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of these people, according to the greatness of thy mercy, and thou hast forgiven these people from Egypt until now. Moses is pleading with God to not destroy all the Israelites and to let them still go in and enter and take the land as they originally had planned. Moses and God had talked about God's plan was to give them this land all the way going back, right? And this is what the Lord said. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. So God hears Moses. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt in the wilderness, have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice. Here's the warning to all of us. God is long-suffering, but he has a limit. He has a limit. So we need to be careful as we live our lives that we're not breaching the limits of God's forgiveness. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. Ready? Here's where Joshua and Caleb come in. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, yeah, he trusted and he believed, and hath followed me fully. Caleb followed God fully. That should be us, following God fully. No compromise, no rebellion, right? He will I bring into land whereas he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow turn ye and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. These people were stiff-necked religious people murmuring against God who delivered them. Be careful. We can murmur against God too, can we not? Oh yeah, if he gives us life and breath and food and we murmur and we say, why is this this way? Why is that that way? We better be careful. We better not be like the Israelites. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb, the son of Jehenna, and Joshua, the son of Nun. So God says none of those, that grown-up generation, the children he was merciful to, was going to let them enter in. All the men, 20 and over, died in the wilderness except for Joshua and Caleb. Because God says this, but your little ones, which he said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. God let them die in the wilderness. And your children shall wander in your wilderness for 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses shall be wasted in the wilderness. Yeah, God made them go in circles or whatever in the wilderness for 40 years to kill all those men off. Yeah, because of their sin, their rebellion, their complaining, their stiff-neckedness, they're not going along with God's word, God's ways. Apply that to today. If we're not going along with God's New Testament ways and his ordained ways, are we not just like the Israelites? Oh, we absolutely are. After the number of the days in which he searched the land, even 40 days, each day for each year, or each day for a year, shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me in this wilderness, and they shall be consumed, and they shall die, and there they shall die. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation murmur against him by bringing up slander upon the land. Yeah, those spies lied and didn't give a good report and didn't trust in the Lord. Guess what happens? Even those men that did bring up the evil report of the land died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jehanah, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. And Moses told these sayings unto all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. And they rose up early in the morning and got them into the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here, we will go up unto this place for which the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned. They sinned against the Lord. Yeah, I wanted to read that to you. 2 out of 600,000 men were faithful, didn't murmur, weren't rebellious, told the truth, kept the Lord's ways fully, the Bible says. That doesn't mean Joshua and Caleb were perfect men that never did a sin or never did anything wrong. No, but they had a record of being for God, not against God, keeping his ways, obviously being repentive. Here's some points about Joshua and Caleb real quick just to go over. They were faithful. They were obedient. They told the truth. They trusted God's word and his promises. They rejected and stood against those who chose rebellion against God. They didn't go along with the popular false religious mindsets all around them. Wow. That sounds like what we have to do today, doesn't it? To honor God, to serve God, to know God. They didn't run on faith alone, did they? No, their faith was backed up with holiness and works. Thus, they got to enter in, while those who believed not or rebelled against God, even though they believed in God, those people that died, they, 5,900, 600,000 minus two men, they believed in God, but they kept sin, they kept rebellion, they were kept out, they died in the wilderness, as we just read. Yet Joshua and Caleb entered into the wilderness because they pleased God because of their obedience. You know, the fact is, even Moses was kept out of the Holy Land over one sin. Go read Numbers 20, chapter 20. Go read that. He was kept out because of one sin. Now, that doesn't mean Moses lost his soul, because he obviously was repentive and he was obedient to the Lord in all of his other ways. But we don't know about the souls of all these other 599,000 plus people, right? We don't know the fate of their souls. It doesn't look good, does it? They were disobedient, they grumbled, they moaned, they were rebellion, spiritual harlotry. Yeah. So ponder this. This is an archetype of us in the New Testament entering into God's kingdom. Going into the Holy Land is like an archetype of entering into the heaven, God's kingdom. And for us, we get there not on our own works, because of what Jesus Christ has done, his death, burial, and resurrection. And then through the gospel, repentance and new life and holiness and obedience and enduring, clinging to the one who made the way for us, but obeying him. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commands. You are my friend if you obey. Are we going to grumble Are we going to complain? Are we going to walk in man-made traditions? Are we going to live in sin? This is what the Israelites were doing. The Israelites were like the churchianity people of today, doing their own way, grumbling, complaining, outside of God's truth, yet expecting good things. But good things did not come for them. Destruction. Their carcasses fell in the desert. I offer up to you, the churchianity people of America and the world today, and anyone who rebels against God, their carcass is going to fall either in life when they die or in the tribulation to come. And they're not going to enter into the kingdom because they don't have the fruit of being obedient, holy children, blood-bought, born of God's Spirit. This one might amaze you. In my two teachings on few, if you do the math, 600,000 men to two men, if you look at 330 million Americans, it's roughly about 1,200 Americans that would enter into the kingdom of God. Now, I'm not saying that's how many are going to enter in from America. I'm just giving you the comparison. 1,200 Americans out of 330 million. That's a puny few, isn't it? Yeah. So ponder these two men, Joshua and Caleb. Why did they get to enter in? What was their characteristics versus the people around them? Then let us be like those faithful men, obedient, trustworthy, relying on God's word and his promises, and they enter in. Everyone else, all the other men fell in the desert. Their carcasses fell in the desert because God was not pleased with them. God is loving and gracious and merciful, but he also has limits, and he's also wrath and judgment. And they found out about that, didn't they? Yeah, they did. Last verse for you. Revelation 14:12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. I hope that's us. I hope that's you. I hope that's me in my house. Let us keep the faith. Let us walk in the commandments of God that are for us for today. Let us not be stiff-necked, rebellious, keeping false ways so that our carcasses will fall in the wilderness and we won't make the kingdom. Go look up those two articles on the teaching blog, don'tperish.com. Then go to the teaching blog. Look up the two articles on few. It will bless you. Everyone that I talk to about this is just amazed because no one really teaches about this. There's going to be a rude awakening one day for most all people, except for a puny few, because the Bible is true. Christ's words are accurate. God's promises will come to pass. A puny few will enter the kingdom of God because so few are willing to repent, obey, keep his commandments, come out of the world, come out of every false way, lose their lives, go against the crowd. Yeah, look at those Israelites. They probably told Caleb and Joshua, yeah, look, there's a whole bunch of us and hardly any of you. We hear that all the time. I'm sure Noah heard it too. And look at, they fell in the wilderness and didn't make it. I want you to make it. Test yourself. Make sure you're striving for the kingdom. We love you all. Go out and have a glorious day. We're going out and preaching, street preaching at a busy tourist town tomorrow. Reports will come in. I hope there's some people that might be one part of, a few of this puny number of people that the Bible's talking about. We're looking for the Joshuas and the Caleb. I want to be a Joshua and a Caleb. How about you? We love you all. Till next time, thanks for listening. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.